Yes, I think so. Right. I want to know how some
this. This is where I imagine I would be when the zombies do come. You know, yeah. you've got a compound. You've got excessive simulation training, firing weapons. I'll be in here playing GTA while you take care of the zombies.
Well, I survived an anti-terrorism style raid. You know,
with
really heavy ammunition and arms and all of that. I mean, what is a zombie apocalypse against the raid that I have survived? So yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Well, you want maybe we sit down here for 2 minutes.
Everybody has to fight for their privacy, like you were saying, but it seems like the fight you've got on a personal level is just crazy.
Yeah. The big revelation that was already out there, what the Prime Minister of New Zealand was apologizing, was the spying by the GCSB, which is a member of the Five Eyes spy club that is the United States, UK, Australia, Canada, and New Zealand. Now, there will be another court case in April next year. We want to know exactly what data they have on me. We want to know how they have collected it. Because if they use this anti-terrorism spy network, they use this massive power to spy on someone who is a tech geek, an innovator who builds websites. That just shows you how wrong their excuses are. Imagine you have a leader sometime in the future who abuses such a system to crack down on all his opponents and turn this into a totalitarian tool. Everyone should be really passionate about their privacy and solutions like MEGA, and that's why I'm doing it, you know, because I don't agree with these intrusions into our lives. Who is still trusting any U.S. tech company? Who is still putting anything on any Google site or, Microsoft or whatever, Apple, without thinking that the U.S. government has access to that, to basically eliminate the basic human right to privacy for the entire world population? And that's why more and more companies that are doing internet business are not going to locate in the U.S. anymore. The NSA has triggered the biggest destructive event for the U.S. tech industry. And that also shows you how important this case is for the White House, you know, how politically important it was for them to have all this information and use these spy tools on me, because an election depended on it.
You want to tell me about these pictures you got here?
No.
No? Is it a secret?
It's just, you know, it's the good times.
Yeah.
It's the good times. You know, now my priorities have shifted. You know, before, what really meant a lot to me was, yeah, like racing around in cool cars and being on a yacht in the Mediterranean or flying around in private jets. And now all I look forward to is see my kids, play with my kids, you know, have fun with them, driving around the property. And I think I wouldn't do a lot of the crazy things that I've done in my 20s now, simply because I want to be there for my kids, you know. Until this case is resolved, this future of my children is really what I'm fighting for.
The new service you launched, MEGA, the files that users upload are encrypted, so you guys can't see what they're sharing.
That's right.
So you say that, you know, it's about privacy, it's about the user's rights, but others argue that it's just a way to give yourself protection against the same issue that came up with MEGA Upload.
What we made possible is that everyone who is using the internet today can look for a solution that allows them to upload their data into the cloud and do it in a safe way by basically integrating it all into the browser on the fly, so the user doesn't have to do anything, doesn't have to even understand encryption, and just by using our site, our users know that their data is safe. And that is something completely new, and that is what I think was required to take encryption mainstream. But in half a year, we are releasing communication products. So we will become a communication provider like Skype, but everything fully encrypted. So you can chat, you can message, you can do video calls or phone calls using the MEGA platform, and you can be sure that all your calls and all your data that you transmit will be completely encrypted, point to point, on the fly, without us as a provider or anyone else having any opportunity to get access to your data.
MEGA launched with encryption service.
Yeah.
Before the NSA revelations.
Yes.
How did you know?
I knew.
As we made our way to a recording studio in Auckland, I started to realize that this wasn't the comic book villain